Coming in. Thank you, Jesus. We are here, Lord, to receive from you today. Amen. We are here to release what's in us today. Amen. Amen. Just come and set upon us, Holy Spirit, and brood upon us until there's breakthrough, God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. The humble and downtrodden will hear it, rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Just go ahead and stand to your feet and lift your hands and begin to magnify the Lord. He knows you're here, but you let him know that you're here. Amen? And let us lift up his name together. The name of the Lord. The name of Jesus. You can speak about God and you can speak about all other names, but the devil fears the name of Jesus. Because he went to his domain one day. Amen? And he brought back the keys. And those keys he's given to the church. Amen. I sought the Lord on the authority of his word. And what happened? He answered me. Imagine that. God is a talking God. And he's always talking, but we're not always listening. Amen. He said, I sought the Lord on the authority of his word. And he answered me. And delivered me from all of my fears. Hallelujah. They look to him and were radiant. Their faces will never blush in shame or confusion. If the devil is trying to shame you today, I want you to know that you've been delivered from shame. Amen. You have no reason to be shamed this morning. This poor man cried out. The Lord heard him and saved him from all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. With awe-inspired reverence and worship him with obedience, and he rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Our life should be shining so bright that people want to taste us and see what's causing us to be so radiant. Amen. How blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the person who takes the refuge in him. Amen. Oh, reverently fear the Lord, you his saints, believers, holy ones. For those who fear him, there is no want. The young lions may lack food and grow hungry, but they who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want or I shall not lack. Amen. The Lord is our shepherd today. And Father, we just thank you for that today. Thank you for your presence that is in this place today, God. Father, we've come together to worship you, to magnify you, to exalt you. Oh, you're such an awesome God to us, an awesome Father to us. Thank you for what you're going to do in this place today, Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for touching and healing bodies today in the name of Jesus. Every symptom that's in people's bodies today, I take the authority over them. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be delivered. Oh, Yarabakaya, Litoma Babasia, Tishele, Tehe, Siatoya. Ah, Isola Babatea, Kalanama Son Danadea. For I'm the Lord God that healeth you, and I have gone before you, and I have prepared the way. So do not be afraid to step out and step out on my promises and begin to take those things that I have promised you in my word. Grab a hold of them and do not let them go. Though there may come this person to say this or that person to say this, you say what my word has to say. You say, others may say, but it's what you say. It's what I have put in your heart to speak. Speak to the spirit of darkness to flee, and it will flee. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've got pain in your body, I want you to come up here right now. Let's just go ahead and deal with some things right now. If you're believing for healing in your body, I want you to come up here. Hallelujah. God says, I've got the power and I've given you the authority. Let's partnership together on the authority of my word. And watch my will come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We stand on the authority of your word. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, oh, I sense those that are up here, those that have come forth by faith today. I hear the Lord saying, I've dispatched warrior angels on your behalf. There are some things that your angels are warring for you. There are some things that the warrior angels are warring for you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kushahe kehesia. Oh, ba 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 hasada da 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 ya. Oh, ya tikatu shalatikan da 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 mate la ti shoto soto ota ala mandea. Libriato shanda da de kehesia to ota da 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 ya. Ah, sia toho saye he he sia tumba ba 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 seya. Ishalando do kunda da de. Oh, Saradade, Ananana Mandida, Alito, Do, Do, Satadea, Litanda, the Badia, Lo, Shaladiko, Shandadea. Yes, Lord, Atama Shadadadaya. Kumba Papa Papa say, I see he basaye, Kaido, Ko, Sharandikon, Daye. Oh, Papa Papa Sanda, da 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 haya. Shonda da 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 Luta de Anita Kande Alino Shadat Tabaki said, hey, Hali, oh, Baba Baha Saya. Oh, Baba Baha Saya. This is how I show you Sakashi K. Sikia told her that I hire. Oh, he's under the day. He's a Baba Baha Saya. Show her the Dikisia to Hadada Dilian. Oh, Yana, Nana, 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 Oh, I curse that foul spirit that has come against you in the name of Jesus. And I command it to leave your body and to dry up. Show ya sikanda that I decree God's healing over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. The devil is alive. In Jesus' name. Oh, shana na 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 So ho ba iso na 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 kesia sho la babati kasondo kaya yes for ala la dia shono la 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 oh ya iko shakana la la dia na 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 trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. He has directed your path.
It may look
Hallelujah.
Like I'm surrounded,
but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, this is how I fight my battle. Oh, this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. Complete restoration of what the enemy has tried to steal. Oh, Father, you're restoring. And she recovers all. This is beautiful, Father. Her complete recovery in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Rebuking him. Amen. Because when we give God praise. We give him the glory. Amen. And that's a way to fight any battle that we've got. Glory to God. Lift your hands and praise him, because the only name, glory to God, the only name that matters is Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. praise you, Lord. Hallelujah now.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to do a new one and then you pull up an old one. Well, look what the Lord has done. Come on now.
Look what the Lord has done.
You got the very thing you were believing for. I mean, manifested right now, what would you do? Now the lame man was there, begging alms of those who entered in. When Peter and John came upon him, the lame man was expecting from him a heap of silver and gold. Come on. That's when the Spirit hit the lame man and he leaped to his feet, crying, look what the Lord done for me. Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Evermore the same. Oh, look on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Now I was bound by the chain of darkness and sin. I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white as snow and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul can rejoice. I made it my choice. I've got the peace and everything I need. And now my name is written down in that Lamb's book of life. Can't you see what he's done for me? Come on.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Woo!
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time.
I'm gonna praise him. Evermore the same. Oh, come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Don't you let the devil steal your dance. Amen. There's been those times he said, you know, Pastor Jerry's never going to dance again. That's a lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on,
amen.
Church.
Listen,
oh, we magnify.
Before we do the next song, I want to say this. You know something? You know the devil is sneaky. He's just a low-down jerk. You know what? Now, while we do this next song, we're going to receive the offering this morning. Now, we had that celebration last week.
Woo! Amen.
Out of debt.
Amen.
And the devil said, oh, I'm going to poke my finger in your eye one more time. You know what happened? We didn't have enough come in this week to cover our outgo. First time in years.
The devil's a liar. Amen?
It's just like, I'll show you. Well, this morning I'm going to show him. Ha, 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 devil. You are not as smart as you think you
Amen.
Are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it just was when I found that out, I just smiled and I said, that is just like the devil to say, I'm going to get one more living.
Hey. Amen.
But that's not going to happen because Amen. We're going to bounce back today. And I'm Amen. Telling you, stick your finger in the eye, the devil's eye this morning with your checkbook.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And don't let it happen
Hallelujah.
Again. The devil's crazy.
Amen. If you need to sit down to get your offering out, you go right ahead, but then you stand back up. We're going to just continue praise and worship.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have authority and power over all the power of the enemy. You said in your word, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions Amen. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We've already prayed this morning, Lord Amen. God, for the physical pain and the physical things. Now we pray, Lord God, for the release of finances for your people. And this coming week is going to be the best week some of them have had in months or in years. It's just going to overflow. We thank you, Lord God. That's the way you are. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And right now, Lord God, we stand up as your children and we declare, devil, you back off. You get your hands off of our finances in the name of Jesus. You turn loose of the things of God. You stop interfering with people that are coming to church. You stop giving them reasons and excuses right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that your people rise up, Lord God, with the tenacity that says the devil's not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to tell him what to do.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us that authority. You said greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. You said in my name they'll cast out devils. Well, I cast out that devil now that's trying to hinder our finances here in New Life. And I thank you, Lord God, for the breakthrough for your people. We're standing and counting on you, Lord God, to reign it as you reign the manna from heaven so that we have all that we need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And it's his name, Lord God, that we use to come before you this morning. And we thank you in his name. Amen.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. High and every low, oh, no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me, yeah. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare, and there will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, yes, Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that was gone. There will be a end to the troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, still I will praise you, Lord. Oh, no, you never let go through the calm. Yesterday, I put in the bulletin, I hope you understand it, just a few of the tips we learned at that awesome meeting yesterday. And my daddy used to raise bees. And ever so often, you know how they'll start swirling, they're looking for another place to go. And I can remember going outside, Daddy saying, get your pans, and giving us a spoon, and we'd go out and we'd start banging, trying to find them all, pull them all together. But sometimes in our life, they said yesterday, we're in a transition spiritually from one place to another. It's a hard time, and you just feel like everything around you is going in circles. But just wait. Before long, you're going to get off of that circle, and you're going to be in the place that God called you to be. Amen? And then it said, you know, you've got to embrace the way God's made you. And don't compare yourself to anybody else. I'm not like anybody else. Praise God, there's not another one like me. You couldn't stand it. Hallelujah. But that's how God made me. And it's okay for me to be like I am. It's okay for me not to like crafts. It's okay for me not to have the ability to do this or that. As long as I'm sure as I'm doing God what God gave me the grace to do, guess what? I'm where I need to be. Amen? There should be no competition with each other. And the church has need of what every one of you brings to the table. Every one of you. And the fog has affected the minds of Christians to prohibit clarity of purpose and focus. And this brings isolation that separates you from the body of Christ. Because you either feel like you want to withdraw into yourself, or whatever's happened, it's allowed shame to come into your life, and you feel like, well, I can't go. If they really knew how I was or the way I had been acting, and that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to isolate you. I've been there. Haven't you made yourself come to church before? And things were bad, and you're thinking, I don't know if I want to go or not. But something happens when we make ourselves come and we get into the presence of God. I don't care if it's a physical thing or an emotional thing. When you just say, God, I'm not going to isolate myself. If I'm not going to isolate myself from you, I'm not going to isolate myself from anybody else. Because we're in this together. And then we learned that the future is the past that's healed. How about that? And that we can only love others as much as we love ourselves. And how about this? Belonging doesn't mean you've got to fit in. Oh, I like this. Because differences are good. And it's okay if you're not like others, because belonging means that we just accept each other for the way we are. So don't feel like, well, I can't go there. I don't fit in. What do you mean you don't fit in? You just belong. Amen. And if you're here today and you just feel like that you've allowed some junk to jump on top of you. You know, the Bible talks about the weights. And it says you got to cast them off. I want you to know there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Because sometimes you can just be sitting around quiet and you can just feel those chains trying to come around you again. Those old thoughts, those old patterns. And you got to break out of it. And break every chain, amen? Yes, hold on.
It's not my testimony, but it is a testimony. My father and I don't actually see eye to eye, and we haven't for 20 years. But in the past few years since he's been living in Kentucky, he has actually been starting to go to church. He's not completely on that track, the road, but nobody completely gets there on one track. And this weekend, he actually went on the Emmaus walk. So I'm very proud of him on that aspect. We're still trying to get on our smooth sailing, but it's a work in progress. But do say a prayer for him, though, because he does have to have gallbladder surgery on Wednesday. So,
hallelujah. Lord, we just lift him up right now, and thank you for the work that you're doing in him right now. Thank you, Father God, for the restoration and the healing and the revelation that's taking place in his life. Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to say anything about it, but I want to just say this. You cannot go on an Emmaus walk and not have an encounter with God. It's just impossible. So I know God's done something for him.
Amen.
Monica.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising, God. There's an army rising, God. There's an army.
Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Break every chain.
To break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. The chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Spirit break out.
I praise you for spirit breaking out. Yes.
Break your walls down.
Break every wall down.
Spirit break out. Break your walls down. Spirit, break out. Break your walls down, no. Spirit, break out, yeah. Break your walls down. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Amen. Ooh. Thank you, Father God. Amen. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, praise and worship team. I'm going to dismiss service. I could let somebody else do this, but we as a board the other night, there is a family. Shirley, you know about that situation that we decided we were going to try to help. Would you want to talk about it? And then if they want to give anything, they can give it to Glenn as extra.
Okay, now mine. Okay, Joy Ministries. Y'all heard that? Y'all heard Joy Ministries? That's in town. They are wanting to help a family. They have adopted five children from the brother, sister, the mother, and father. I'm not sure which one it was. Has passed away, and the father is no longer in the picture. And so this family has adopted their five children. So with their five children plus their children plus the mother and father, they have 12 children in the home. So they have bought some land out toward Kellyville. And I'm assuming, well, I understand it's already a building on the property, and they're just going to redo the building and buy the property and redo the building and give this family a home. And so if you want to donate, is that what she's asking? Laverne's asking. So if you want to donate toward this, Danny will have an offering bucket on the back table, and they're just asking for people that want to be part of this. And we haven't done an outreach for a while, so I think it would be a good good thing for us to do. Amen. So is that pretty clear what I just said? So if you have any more questions about it or more information, you can see me after service.